Welcome back to another episode of the Greatest Day Podcast. A gentle reminder for you today, as I think many of us need, including myself. So while I am talking to myself in this episode, I'm also talking directly to you listening. And here's the really sad but cool truth, I guess you could say, is that I don't even need to know anything about you. Yeah, you, right now, on the treadmill, or on the walk, or driving in your car, you specifically that I'm talking to. I don't need to know much about you to know that this message likely applies in a major way, and it definitely applies in some way. And it's just this... It's the beauty of therapy too. And people come into my office and they think they are so broken and beat up and like they have nothing in life that they're winning on. They're not doing anything worthwhile. They're not accomplishing anything. They're failing in every way. And the more people that come into my office and tell me this, the more I've just learned over the years that that's all of us. And it's me included. And I do my very best. We are trained, at least those of us clinicians, who take the time to really focus on this, we're trained to not let the client's story become our own. But I'll tell you what, in a transparent way, as a clinical therapist, that's really hard sometimes because I'm just like you. I'm just like the person in my office. I'm just like the person online who is reaching out with pain and with negative thoughts and limiting beliefs. Like, I'm that person. And so when someone's in my office and they're sharing this stuff with me, you know, I got to check myself often to be like, yeah, me too, dude. Like me too. Like I have those same thoughts. I hate myself the same on any given day of the week. I think that I'm a pretty terrible person at times too. I had this yesterday, and sometimes I do share, but I had somebody yesterday in my office. And we were identifying some of these like automatic negative beliefs, like this automatic system that shows up in our minds and our hearts. And we identified his as he goes straight to that like inadequate position. And I told him after I asked for permission, hey, can I just relate something with you for just a second? Because I really wanted to normalize this for him because he thought it was so unheard of. But I told him, my automatic negative thought and belief pattern about myself is that I'm inadequate. That I'm not good enough. In many, many ways of my areas of my life, I'm not good enough. I'm failing. I'm not living up to a certain standard that I think I should be. And I feel that on the inside. Like, I truly am inadequate, meaning not good enough, not doing enough, not making enough, not accomplishing enough, not teaching enough at home to my kids, not loving my wife enough, being too needy to her at times. These are all my thoughts. These are all my things inside. So when I say I'm right with you, I'm right with you. I promise. And when I tell you that your thoughts are more normal than not, I'm telling you that from going on 15 years, getting close to 15 years of experience as a clinical therapist, thousands of people that I've seen in my office, and now reaching people online and doing coaching programs and coming out with these things, and people just connect with me online anyway, it is more of the norm than not. And here's what I think. Excuse me. I think it's because there is an increasing level of unrealistic expectations in the world. We're now in a world and a time where slowing down, like just having the quote normal life, isn't good enough anymore. People think, I don't believe this, but people, the common kind of position in life is everybody can make millions online. And if you're not doing this and you're not creating that, and if you haven't opened that business and you don't have that many zeros, you're not good enough. Like, what are you doing? You're wasting your time. You need to be doing more. There's so much more for you to do and have and be. And this only has existed since phones, right? And even not phones, but like the smartphone and social media and all these, just how flashy you can be online. And it just has, I think it has shifted a lot in the way we start to look at and judge ourselves. We've all got problems. Every single one of us. Every single one of us. We've got relationship struggles. Now, it doesn't mean that your marriage is almost over. That's not, but everyone has relationship struggles. I see couples in my office who are on the brink of divorce, who are trying to figure out divorce or stay married. I have couples who have phenomenal marriages, but want to just fix those little things that they're off. So even the best of marriages that show up in my office sometimes, they're just like, yeah, no, we're good. We're good. But this area isn't. Yeah, we're committed. Our marriage is solid, but this area is a little weak. Let's get better on that thing. So as you listen to this and you start to, your mind starts to race through all of your own thoughts, your own feelings, whether you believe what I say right now, whether you relate to it or not, I just want to give you that permission, that acknowledgement that, man, this, it really is tough. And here, I promise this again, I don't even have to know who you are to say, I can guarantee that you are doing better than you give yourself credit for. You are not failing as bad as you think you are. And even if you are failing in certain areas, you're probably not. And I'm not minimizing your role here, because I'm the first one to say that you're the problem. You have to fix you have to take responsibility for you. You're the only one to change you. But I'm also saying there is a level of influence from other people in your life, and you got to give them their credit back too. Quit trying to hold your credit and role and responsibility in your situation and take theirs from them. That's not yours to take. So just get an honest look at yourself and say, I'm failing in these ways. That's mine. I can do something about that. But I can't make the other person move closer to me. If it's your marriage, you can't make the other person work on the marriage. You can't make the other person have open and vulnerable conversations about your intimacy, about your dating life, about your shared goals and meaning in life. You can't do that. You can only make yourself available and keep doing the work. And as a daughter and a son and a parent and all these other relationships in life, you can only do your part. I've had moments where Just specifically, right? This is what I'm talking about. I remember, it was a few years ago, but I remember calling my mom. Hi, Mom, if you're listening to this. Calling my mom and being like, what the heck, Mom? Why don't you call? Why don't you ever call anymore? Why don't you come visit? And it was in that conversation that I was like, you know what? But I don't either. I don't either. So I apologize. I don't either. I don't call as often as I would like. We don't drive over and visit either. Like, we both are failing here, but I only wanted to point the finger. And I had to say, okay, hold on. That's not true. That's also me. So what I'm saying is you might feel like you're failing in certain areas as a parent, a child, a friend, but don't take the credit away from the other person. And definitely don't just put all the credit on the other person, because you also have some responsibility here. So I hope that message hit a little bit, but you're doing better. You're doing better than you think. I promise. You got to take the time to really look at how you are succeeding or improving or just working, right? Sometimes it's just about effort. Like the payout isn't there yet. The results aren't there yet, but you just keep working at it. And just be a little bit kinder to yourself today. Just have a little bit more compassion for yourself today. There are probably, this is my last point and then we'll get out of here. But there are definitely some factors going on in your life, in your mind, in your body, whether it's medically speaking, whether it's, there's some mental health stuff going on. There's other family dynamics going on, financial stress and strain. Like, there are other factors going on in your life that are probably just making it a little harder for you to, you know, excel or succeed or even get by in certain areas. So you got to remember that too. This isn't about you are personally deficient. You are a bad person. You are an unworthy person. That is not true, especially when it comes to love in your life. Like, somebody's inability to show love towards you and for you does not mean you're not lovable. Doesn't mean you're not worthy of that love. It just means that that's a them thing. That is about them. You keep learning to love yourself more. You keep learning to show up for you in life a little better every day. And, you know, the people that need to be and deserve to be and are worthy to be in your life and match that kind of love that you're also giving yourself, they'll be there. And if they're not, you're going to know it. So a little more love, a little more compassion, a little more kindness to yourself today, and sit down and really think about, okay, you know what? What's my past, you know, 3 months been like, my 6 months, my 12 months, what's been going on in my life that I am probably ignoring and not factoring into why I may be struggling a little bit or feeling some of these feelings about myself, and, you know, have a little more compassion. And let's always keep working. That's why we're here. That's why we're on the podcast. That's why there's the Inner Greatness community. And now, if you didn't know about it, that's why all these courses are coming out on my website and in these programs I'm creating. Is like there's so much more work to do and people to reach because you deserve it. You deserve it. So if there's any other way that I can be a support directly, if it's through one of these programs, if it's inside that Inner Greatness community, you're just not sure about it, you have questions about it, or working individually together, you have questions about it, just reach out. Just reach out. You can send me an email. You can reach out on Instagram. There's so many ways. Easy ways. Links in the show notes. I'm not hard to find or get a hold of. Probably too easy. But just reach out and connect. If you got some questions, you got a thought, you got maybe even something you want me to talk a little bit more about on this podcast, let me know. But I'm in it with you. I feel it. I feel it because I'm there too. I'm there too. And you know what? We can keep challenging these untruths that show up in our minds, and we can tap into more of the truth that is there. And just try to live a little bit better each day, a little more kind, compassionate, and keep pushing. All right. I hope this was helpful to you. I appreciate you being here, and I'm wishing you the best. I love you all, and I'll see you on the next episode.